Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
So we're back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. We definitely appreciate it. Me and Tanner was having a conversation off the air while that ad was running. So, but yeah, I think because we sent it to her so quickly, and it's going to upload, she's not going to look at it.
I love when Pam hits us with like, something's wrong with the show.
Yeah.
And we hit her with the, did you watch more than 5 minutes when we fixed it?
Yeah.
She just goes, no.
Yeah.
It's like, it's all right. Neither did we.
Yeah.
Like,
right. But it was fixed.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the shirt I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris Ruck is calling. Okay. We got another person tuning in.
Wow, two for two.
Two for two. Okay. Yo, Chris, what's up? Listen, me and Tanner right now, just so you know, we're filming a YouTube exclusive Mac City Morning episode. I'm going to turn you around for the camera so people know who's calling in.
All right.
There you go.
No, not even interrupting. Yeah, you're joining the conversation.
You're making it awesome.
You're this.
Awesome. We're out here at the Toolbox Open today, presented by United Rentals in support of Wood Buffalo Presents.
Okay.
Biggest golf tournament of the year. We've got 18 collector cars coming through. Prizes, we're giving away trips. It's sixth annual United Rentals Toolbox Open.
Okay, and so we messaged you to hang out later on tonight. Obviously, there's going to be an after thing going on that you're going to be participating in.
Yes.
Where's that taking place? Maybe me and Tanner will swing by to enjoy your company.
We will be at the clubhouse probably till about 8, and then after that is still to be determined.
Okay, clubhouse. Which golf course? I missed which golf course.
We're Thickwood down it. So we'll be at Baron Buffalo having the big like banquet. It starts at about 7:30.
Okay.
How welcome are we?
You can come regardless, just to come say you're shooting and just hang out. Nobody's gonna get upset that you're coming to see us.
Dope. Okay.
All right. Well, we will 100% come and see you at some point tonight.
All right, and also my old man's in town this weekend, and he said that if you happen to be, so tomorrow night I'm taking him to Smokin' Butcher.
Okay.
We're gonna go hang out up there. I got a few people that might come say hi, just meet the guy.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have dinner, but yeah, if you guys got time, it'd be great. He said he'd love to meet you.
Yes. Okay. Let's line that up tonight. I do have plans for tomorrow night, but I definitely would love to meet your father. So definitely gonna happen.
So I'm not sure what time he's getting in today. He's also going to have to put up with me being foolish later. So
That's right.
That's what dads are for.
He's still here Sunday, too.
Okay, cool. All right, man. I'll text you later on tonight to figure out where you're at, but we'll definitely see you.
Sounds great, boys.
Okay, thanks for joining the show. All right, peace.
Cheers.
That was awesome.
Yep, and plans have changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I love about my life, man. I'm easy breezy.
Yes.
Easy breezy, beautiful cover girl.
That's why cover girl for sure.
That's right.
That's why you love me in your life, because like plans change and then I just go, all right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're chill. Like that's why we get along so well. Like you roll with it just like myself.
I go with the flow 100%. It's like I am the kind of person that like if I make a plan.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
That's right.
Like, that is what I have to get done.
That's right.
So I just don't make plans.
Right. Yeah.
Just like, whatever happens, yeah. It happens.
That's right.
You know? Because once I say I'm doing something, I'm doing it.
That's right. And I, like, once I make a plan, like, I'm going to do it. But I don't mind it being changed.
Well, and that's why plans with us work, is because, like, you made plans with me.
Yep.
I didn't make them.
That's right.
So they changed. I don't care.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. But Chris's dad watches the show and comments often on the show. One of our biggest supporters, actually.
Well, why are you going to meet him and not getting him on the show?
Well, we're going to get him on the show, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he just doesn't know it yet.
Well, unless he watches this episode. Well, you know, this is next week's episode.
Yeah, there you go. He's not going to see it.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah, I definitely would love him on the show. He comments a lot. And he actually messaged the show And let me know he was coming and that he was going to line that up.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I'm very excited about
it. I wonder how you're going to have to ask him how he feels about Chris's nickname being Young Daddy.
That's right. Well, that's something I'm going to ask him if he wants to be on the show first.
Oh, yeah.
And well, if he says yes, then I'm going to hold that question for the show.
Yeah, because, like, yeah, you got to get that one on recording. Yeah,
that's right.
Are you going to tell him the story?
That's Chris's story to tell.
Fair enough. Yep. That's
Chris's story to tell, how he got that nickname. I didn't make the nickname. I'm just a promoter of said nickname.
I would say you coined it.
Yes.
You coined it. You didn't create it, but it wouldn't exist without you.
Yeah. I think Young Daddy would have been telling the story, and nobody – it's just a good story.
Yeah.
And that's all it would have been. I don't think he necessarily thought a nickname would have come out of that.
No, and more or less probably hoping that – one didn't.
That's right. So that's the thing about nicknames. Like, I don't know. Not everybody embraces it. Like, more often than not, people do not embrace their nicknames. I embrace mine wholeheartedly, and I love them. But I could understand, like, most of the time a nickname comes out of something.
Yeah. So,
they're making fun of you.
Some nicknames are more accurate than others, though. That's right. Like, Young Daddy comes from a good story.
Yeah.
You know, Princess comes from a lifelong tradition of acting like a princess.
That's right. That's right. My nicknames that I got that I, like, I actually got called one of my old school nicknames just a little while ago because of, I guess, how I was talking more than my appearance.
What, corporate?
Corporate. Somebody's like, whoa, welcome back, corporate. And it's like, oh, yeah, still there.
Somebody that wasn't me constantly shitting on you for everything you do.
That's right. One of the boys called me corporate again. And it was totally, it made sense in the context of the situation. But yeah, corporate and baby girl. Love them both.
Yeah, you are definitely both. Princess is another one.
That's right.
I like Madonna because you're not a pre-Madonna. You are Madonna.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind a good nickname, especially if it works.
I have a million nicknames from a million different people, but they're all just like name variations.
That's right. Yeah.
So like it's like, oh, I don't have story nicknames.
That's right.
Which I'm proud of, because if I had story nicknames, they probably wouldn't be the greatest. That's nicknames,
right. That's right.
My stories aren't the greatest.
That's right. Shaman's, like, not a nickname. It's just a title, I guess. Yeah. That's a title.
That's more of a title. I got that from one of my first rave friends.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Explain. I would love to hear this story.
I basically helped Shaman him through an experience he went through.
Okay.
The first time we actually, so I met him the year prior, and then the next year, or the next rave, we actually, like, stayed together.
Right.
Shamaned him through some experiences, and afterwards he came out. He was like, man, thank you so much. Like, if it wasn't for you, I don't know what would have happened. Like, you were like a shaman to me the whole time.
Nice. And then,
so the next year that we went to chasing together, he made me a candy on it that said shaman on it.
Oh.
And like, once I got that, I like pretty much embraced the role of like what I can do and what I'm capable of. So,
nice.
Yeah,
that's
the story that I can tell you here today.
There we go.
Yeah.
I love it.
It is it's a fun story. I'll give you more detail later.
Nice. Yeah. So before Young Daddy joined the show, that was awesome.
That was.
We were talking about the shirt I'm wearing. I'm wearing a Mac City shirt.
Yeah.
You can buy this if anybody wants to buy Mac City merch online, and 100% of the proceeds go to the Northern Lights Regional Health Foundation.
Profit,
yeah.
Yeah, because you're paying yourself for the cost, and then all the rest of the money goes, right?
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct.
That'd be profit.
So more than anything else, if I've got to be honest with you, is I couldn't find any of my Mac City shirts this morning. And so I was like, you know what? I got other Mac City swag that I can wear.
Shirts.
Yeah. That's all I got. Yeah. I got a red fanny pack for the red fanny pack movement. If you're out there and you want a red fanny pack to support Mark Wilson and his child's scholarship, buy a red fanny pack. So yeah, none of our merch that we sell currently
profits us in
makes me any money. All the money goes to somebody else.
Yeah, that's just because you wanted to be able to say you had merch, eh?
At first I thought I wanted to make money off it, and then I was like, yeah, you know, it's just fun to say I have merch. Yeah.
Yeah,
basically.
I feel like all of your ideas start off with like, this is how we're going to make $1 million. And then somewhere in the line you go, how about we just give out all the money and have fun?
That's right.
And you're like, yeah, I like that too.
Yeah, you and me, myself and Tanner, and I don't want to speak about it too much on this episode, but we're starting it's not a company. It's like a movement of sorts.
Since when was this a wee project?
The bag fries.
Yeah, since when was this a wee thing? Remember, you do your own good ideas yourself in this company, Elliot. I'm just here to see the outcome.
That's right. Well, you're part of it.
Yeah, I will reap the benefits.
You'll reap the benefits.
I won't put in the work.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, okay.
Mr. Max City.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to, yeah, fair enough. Okay, well, I'm starting a new thing called Bag Fries. We're not going to get into the details yet because we're still ironing it out, putting the structure in place, but is 100% going down.
You got to hire me as a spokesman. Because wouldn't that be hilarious to have a spokesman that nobody ever saw?
That's funny.
Yeah.
That would be pretty good. Yeah.
And then just like every picture of me and everything is just a question mark.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Our spokesman.
Yeah. We could totally film content on that too.
100%. And then just have it where it like cuts away just before you see me every time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, so Bag Fries, that's going down. That's happening. That's like.
How long were you sitting on that name?
Dude, it's got to be since I don't want to say a teenager because I'm not 100%, but early 20s, 20, 21, like it's been a thing for
15, 20 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for
you. So I'm really, really excited that I finally found something that I'm passionate about putting that name behind. Bag Fries.
It only took 20 years of knowing the name of your company to figure out what it did.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Love it.
It was so, like, because even when we started, like, Greenlight Creative, like, it was, like, Bag Fries, nah, that doesn't count. When we started, like, the Max City Morning Show, nah, bag, like, it had to be the right thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited to film a bunch of content for Bag Fries for advertisements and whatnot and see what it turns into.
Yeah, it's going to turn into either something really cool or absolutely nothing.
That's right. Well, there'll be content generated regardless.
Yep.
So it'll be really cool.
It'll be fun.
But on another note, we're gifted something. People like to give us stuff. Hence, and that's part of Bag Fries, just so you know, just a little tease. You're giving us stuff.
That's not Bag Fries. That's Elliot, Pierre, and Janet. Right. We like to give away, or we like to receive gifts.
Yeah, and we give away gifts. But Tanner, hit him with the camera of a nice little piece of artwork that we got here.
I accidentally hit it earlier for like 2 seconds.
So that's okay.
Got a sneak peek.
Yeah, so we're just talking about it. It's probably in the last episode, maybe.
Nope.
No? All right.
Didn't mess up.
Okay. So we got a nice little piece of artwork.
I wouldn't call it little, but it is definitely art.
Yeah, I love it. I'm into it. So that was given to us by Carrie Beaton. Thank you very much. She was a guest on the show. She actually is going to start advertising on the Max City Morning Show.
Thank you for the raise.
Thank you very much. So we appreciate the support. We are very, very, very much looking forward to working with you. And the piece of artwork is beautiful.
Yes, 100%. I very much enjoy it. It's very interpretive.
Yeah. Oh, you can see whatever you want to see in it.
Yeah.
I haven't spent a lot of time looking at it yet.
I think it's going to be a lot of different fun experiences to look at this painting.
That's right. We're still on it right now?
Yeah.
Okay, as of right now, my favorite thing on the painting is the heart.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing, followed very close second by the sun.
I very much enjoy the upside down boy.
The upside down boy? Where are you seeing that?
You see the white? I can't point.
I'm going to get up.
You see the smiley face that's beige?
Yes, I do.
By the heart?
Yes.
Above it. That's boy upside down.
Oh, it says boy. I was looking for a boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're going to have a great time with this.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So I think it balances off the graffiti that's behind me.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it, and then because it's so scattered, I think it just goes with it.
I think that the way that it's going to work out is we're going to have like two walls graffiti and two walls like Asian art.
Yeah, nobody sees behind. Well, like, just so you people at home know, like, this is only half of the studio. Like, there's another half that
is behind the cameras.
Behind the cameras. And I'd say it's legitimately half. That is also decorated pretty nicely.
Yeah, it's mine is like a 7-year-old's dream done by a 28-year-old designer.
That's right. But let's what are we doing for time right now?
We are at 14 minutes and 39 seconds.
Okay, good. So I got to ask you about this. So for Bag Fries, I'm going to be creating content. Like, and we're going to be creating a lot more content. When I say we, I mean 100% me.
I will be hitting buttons.
That's right. No. I don't even think you'll be hitting buttons for some of the content I'm going to create. Yes. How do you feel about me sharing your side of the studio?
I don't care as long as I'm not in it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you go ham.
Okay.
I'll set it up with the computer and everything and
all right.
Have it done up, and you can show it off to whoever you want, however okay. you want. I don't mind at all.
Okay.
I love showing off my childhood playground.
Nice. So, because we're talking about it, and you know, I'm horrible at keeping a secret. So bag fries, although we're not going to give away what it is, a big component of it is I'm going to start vlogging again.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring back the vlog.
Excited.
I am excited. I'm definitely not going to be bringing back the daily vlog because that was
work.
That was like, it was too much. I and there's no way based on the size of Greenlight Creative, what it is now to what it was when I was doing the vlog and what the Max City Morning Show is. There's no way I can keep up with that workload of everything. It's just impossible. But I am going to start vlogging again. So a lot of behind the scenes of the Max City Morning Show and kind of what we do on a day-to-day basis.
And like maybe vlog some of your adventures.
Oh, 100%.
How do you feel about the fact that you're going to probably have to sit through half of that just to make sure that I'm not in it, though?
I'm pretty good with a camera. Like,
yeah, well, I'm pretty good with a camera. I don't doubt it, but
I'll make sure that you don't get in there.
I was going to say, do you want to risk that?
Yeah.
Like walking past a mirror or a reflection or... Yeah.
Well, the thing about the vlog is I have to edit it myself. So, like, I'm going to be
seeing
it while I'm editing the vlog. So
I don't think you should edit me out, though. I think you should, like, cover me up in some way.
Right.
You know, like, keep me in there, but, like, hide me.
Okay, here's the question I got for you while we're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the face that I'm covering up or everything about you that I'm covering up?
Everything.
Yeah. So like never hit skin tone, never hit height, never just like.
No, just the Sasquatch.
Okay. We find a. Do we keep it random?
I think. But like I like to switch up.
Be great for like I can.
Just like with like some, and like I ain't trying to be in it all the time. No, but like for when I slip in there on
that's
accident
right.
and
that's
stuff
right.
like that.
That's right. Oh, cool idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it'll just add to my legend.
So I used to watch this show, and I still watch it if it's like on TV if I come across it. But it was Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory.
Yeah.
And so in season 1 and 2, I think he had a friend that would come, and for whatever reason, couldn't be on TV. So they blurred out his face every time. And it became like a thing. And then as the seasons went on, I guess whatever reason he couldn't be seen didn't exist anymore. So they started showing his face and he became way less popular.
because people knew now the mystery was gone.
Yeah, he was like, everybody's like, what? Like, oh, what's that guy? Like, oh, you know, people were wondering. And then anyways, then they unblurred him and he just became a background character, just like all the other, like, because he never said anything per se. He was just like a guy that would hang out, just like all the other friends.
Yeah.
But he was special because he was blurred out. So
that's the energy I'm going for.
Yeah.
Like, I like the mystery energy.
Yeah. So this is another question that I am going to pose to you.
Last one. We're at 19.
With the vlog right now, like, I'm going to use my current, like, I already have a channel, a YouTube channel that I uploaded all my vlogs to.
Yeah. Not going to work. You need a bag fries channel.
Here's the question. Do I just change the title to bag fries? I think that's what I'm going to do.
If you can, yeah. If you can make your channel name bag fries.
Yeah. Yeah.
Either that or just like in our already pre-existing Max City YouTube channel, just create like a playlist and call the playlist like Bag Fries Adventures.
Oh, it should actually just go on the...
The YouTube we're already using.
That's right, 100%.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Then you're not drawing any new audience.
Yeah, and I don't need to draw an audience to my old YouTube channel that's already there. We've already built a following on.
This one.
So we'll just make a playlist called Bag Fries and put that.
Yeah, and you just do it like a series. Like lots of YouTube channels have different series and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a thing. Okay. That's the end of this episode.
It is indeed.
All right. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you very much for tuning in to another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Definitely appreciate it. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Thank you for your ongoing support. We really appreciate that. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.